Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I got you, baby.
I got my man David Urban on the phone, one of my favorite people on earth. And while he's listening, I want him to hear this clip, because he'll have an answer to this better than anyone in the country, because he gets it, because he's David Urban. And this is something that has folks very disheartened. This is a Republican. His name's Ralph Norman, South Carolina, and he supports this $1.7 billion taxpayer fund, you know, this slush money they're calling it. This is what he said yesterday when asked about January 6th. Listen.
To those funds, people who assaulted police.
Look, January 6th is an issue that was made up in the first place.
People were convicted of assaulting police.
Well, I know. Made up, sir?
That was a staged thing from day one.
All right, that's enough.
The riot was staged?
When you had police officers.
David Urban, these are your people, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure that guy's my people.
That's why I love you. This is why I love this man. I'm not trying to pit you against anybody or kind of get you fired up here,
yeah,
but that's
well,
just,
Marty,
that's
know,
just
Marty,
ignorant.
Marty,
David, hold on. That is ignorant. Yeah. That's ignorant. Anyway, go ahead.
Marty, the American people saw what they saw, right?
Yeah.
They saw law enforcement officers, people in blue uniforms, right? Republicans are a party. Remember, we backed the blue. We're for law enforcement. We love our law enforcement. Except for some reason, those guys on January 6th, they don't count. And let me tell you something. I watched as much video as I could watch. New York Times had a piece. They collected all the camera footage from officers' vests, from people's handy cams, from, you know, GoPros, and they put it all together in a big montage. And I'm going to tell you this. I am surprised that none of those protesters who were beating police officers with poles, with fire extinguishers, stomping on them, I'm surprised that none of them were shot by those police officers because they had crossed the line, Marty. They had crossed the line. Look, you want to go peacefully protest your government? It is in the First Amendment, right? There's the freedom of the press, but the last part of the First Amendment is the right of the people to petition their government for redress of grievances. That means you can go down in the halls of Congress, you can knock on doors, you can sign petitions, you can protest in the streets, But what you can't do, you can't cross that line. You can't beat police officers. That's what separates civility from incivility, from regular protesting to rioting.
So hold on, David.
Yeah.
I'm on board. But how the hell do we have a guy that represents a pretty big chunk of people saying that, man? How's he get away with that? And what's wrong with him? What is that, David?
I don't know what's wrong with him. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to have a debate with him. I'd like to see the footage and go, frame by frame and say, is this made up? Is this beating these police officers made up? Now, look, there's a lot of stuff that happened on that day.
Yes, sir.
Some of the people, Marty, that came in on the side of the, right, there's the Capitol side that faces the mall.
Yes, sir.
Right, where the violent people were beating people up and everything. And then there's the Supreme Court side where the Capitol police officers moved the barricades aside and let people walk in rotunda.
Yeah.
And so there's two different tales to be told there, right? So if you assaulted a police officer, and they've got pretty good footage of this stuff, of people who did it, they know who beat police officers. If you beat a police officer, you should be in jail, okay? Simple fact, done, okay? If you're one of these people that, like, you thought you were allowed in, you're wandered around, you didn't break anything, right? You might be treated differently. You might should maybe not have been treated so badly, but there is no doubt in my mind that what happened that day was a black mark on our country. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot, but it was bad. And for people to somehow say it wasn't bad, it's just trying to rewrite history.
It would have been bad
if it was Democrats or Republicans.
Right on. How do we end up with this friggin' slush fund, man? How's that happen?
Yeah, look, I don't know. There's always been money, Marty. There's always money there for paying claims against the government, right?
Yeah.
But that it exists already. Listen, we don't need to put more money in it. It exists already. If the government has done you wrong, then should be able to sue the government. Yeah,
sue them.
You should be able to get sued. And guess what? There's money there available for it, okay? A guy that I know, Michael Caputo, was wrongfully prosecuted and is a victim of lawfare, and it really ruined his family life and his family and did a lot of bad things, right? And so he should get some compensation. Listen, the government isn't always right. So let me just give you a quick side.
Of course.
Do you remember? So I was in this, and that's why I can pay a little more attention. Right after 9/11, the Capitol got attacked by anthrax. Do you remember this?
Of course.
This gentleman, they got mailed in. So
yeah, I remember.
Tom Daschle's office was attacked. Well, Tom Daschle's office just happened to be a floor below the Arlen Specter floor. So
In
part 7/11, right? So I had to take Cipro, right, for 90 days because we got attacked by anthrax.
Wow.
Now, during that time period, the FBI, led by Director Mueller, and Jim Comey, shockingly, right? they went after this guy.
David.
They went after this guy, Dr. Mark Hatfield or Stephen Hatfield. Okay, he was a virologist up at Fort Detrick, and they said this is our guy. This is the guy that did this anthrax stuff, right?
I remember.
And they dragged him through the mud, and they leaked his name to the papers.
They did.
And they said this is him. This is the guy. They ruined his life. They ruined his career. Guess what? It wasn't him.
It wasn't.
Right? And you know what he did? He sued the FBI. He got a bunch of money, and he got a bunch of money from the New York Times. But so there's things in place. When Democrats do things wrong, there's things in place. When Republicans do things wrong, there's a place. It exists already. We don't need to put another $1 billion in there to pay out. Now, interesting thing, Marty, is that law sunsets in 2028. So even if there was a billion, it wouldn't get paid out. And it looks like there are members of Congress like Mike Fitzpatrick from Republican from the Philadelphia area and others.
Said we're going to kill it.
Others who are saying,
They're
saying, look, this ain't happening, right? We're not, people are trying to pay their bills, right? Gas prices are high. We're not putting this money in here to pay people. But Marty, listen, people can get paid. The government screws you over. You sue the government, you get paid.
True.
I'm not too concerned about it. I think it's a little bit of a tone deaf move. You see that others think that it's tone deaf as well because it's widely being kind of pushed back on by Senate Republicans in the Senate and House Republicans, and people are just saying, hey, not just no, but hell no, right? Hell
David,
no.
You are so connected down there. Help me out, brother. What the F is going on with this alleged whatever the hell it is with Iran? What are we doing, man? We're just sitting in the mud.
Well, you know, Marty, it's a tough spot to be in, right?
Wow.
So listen, I think the president's cause is noble, okay?
Yeah.
I think that not allowing Iran to have the capability to have a nuclear weapon. Listen, this country has been chanting death to America for 47 years.
True.
This country they supplied IEDs and maimed and killed lots of our men and women in Afghanistan, Iraq. They killed, 283 Marines in the Beirut bombing. They killed other scores of other people, right? So it's not a matter of if they're going to try to do more and bad things to our homeland and other. It's just a matter of when. And so, this president's determined you can't kick the can down the road. Now, listen, Marty, do I wish he'd have gone to the American people up front and said, hey, American people, this is going to suck. It's going to take a year, maybe a little longer. But you know what's going to happen? Your kids aren't going to have to worry about it. Your grandkids.
Yeah, no, but that's fine for a while. But now we're just sitting there. Nothing. Nothing's happening.
You know, Marty, it's a tough spot because we've now found out, right? We blew the hell out of these folks, right? We blew them up. We thought that something would happen. We thought they might cave. We thought their leadership might change. We thought things might happen. And we found out differently, right? We found out that.
Which we've known, David, for 50 years, my man.
They're digging in. So listen, Marty, even if Donald Trump says tomorrow, we're ending, we're walking away, the Iranians can simply keep the Straits of Hormuz closed.
They
now know that they don't need a nuclear weapon. If I was the Iranians, I'd give up my nuclear weapons. I'd be like, look, we don't need them. We can have some guy stand on the beach with a shoulder fire missile.
It's true, and
threaten tankers. We can control the world from here.
So what did we accomplish, sir? What did we accomplish?
Well, listen, I think we accomplished. I think what's happened is now we did seriously degrade their military, their navy, their ability to deliver missiles, their ability. The military's done lots and lots and lots of things,
yes,
right? I mean, to degrade their ability to export the things that they were exporting. If we turn the spigot back on, which I hope we do, and we resume kinetic operations, meaning military operations against Iran, and some sort of increased bombing and some other strikes, I'm not in favor of putting young men and women in harm's way and putting boots on the ground anywhere, but if that's what it's going to take to knock these guys out. This regime, Marty, is not going to let up. At some point, you remember what it felt like when you woke up on September 12th. How sick everybody felt in their stomach? That's what I was thinking about, Marty. What's it going to take for us to stop the next September 11th so we never have that September 12th? I think this regime presents that kind of generational risk to us, and that we've got to do something really drastic here to knock these guys out. Because if not, Marty, they're going to, you're going to be at a Steelers game, God forbid, or at a Pirates game sometime, or in the igloo, and there's going to be an explosion, and it's going to be, Hamas, Hezbollah, or one of these other proxies from Iran doing some really bad things to Americans. And we'll say, well, damn, how come we didn't see that coming?
I'm with you, but they need to do something, David. David Urban, you're my man. Thanks, brother.
Marty, thanks for always having me, buddy. Good love to people in Pittsburgh this long holiday weekend. Be safe.
My man. Love him.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Life-saving, life-changing information. UPMC. Love it. Before I forget, I respect and admire Pacatina for coming on here and being straight and honest. Good for him. I want to play that clip with that idiot, a congressman, one more time. This is a Republican congressman. Listen, this is yesterday. Listen. It's ridiculous.
To those funds, people who assaulted police.
Look, January 6th is an issue that was made up in the first place.
People were convicted of assaulting police.
Well, I know
made
that,
up, sir.
That was a staged thing from day one.
What about it?
The riot was staged.
When you had police officers letting people in the building. When you had people that's not being prosecuted, Ray, forget his name.
Your colleagues, though, your Republican colleagues ran for their life and barricaded themselves in their chamber. Do you think they were acting?
No, there was a riot there, but it was self-made riot by members who hate Trump. It was made up, in my opinion.
All right, that's enough. I am so glad Jake the Snake hung on, because he's my man. Jake the Snake, what do we do with guys like that, man? What's wrong with him?
Nobody has time for that.
I'm kidding, Jake. How does he get elected, brother?
That muddies the waters.
It does.
Right? Look, your man who was just on with you, I agree with him mostly, but he said, I'm surprised nobody got shot. Well, here's the problem. Ashley Babbitt got shot in the neck and died
that day. That's true.
Right? Yeah. So you got to look at both sides and the January 6th. And look, I want all the criminals on that day to be in jail.
You do.
That's all. Yeah. That's all. But we have to admit that the January 6th commission didn't put out all the video.
Okay, fine. But then sue them. Like David said, sue them, man. Don't set up some fund for these idiots, Jake.
The Babbitt family did. Right, they did,
yep.
And the ones that I feel bad for the ones that can't.
Hey, before I lose you here, I got to ask you something local. Pat Catena lost, actually got his ass kicked. And the analysis suggests the landscape has changed. He's not progressive enough. What's your take?
he's not leftist enough.
Right.
They were progressive. They're communist.
He's not left enough. He's not progressive enough. It's true. Yep.
Absolutely. Exactly. And what are you going to do? Do you want, you want me to change and not be who I am?
No.
I did kind of the middle of the road thing all the way, but I'm not a communist, so you guys don't like me anymore. See ya.
Jake the Snake.
Sad.
My man. Big fan. I love him. One of my favorite people. Regarding Pat, everybody says that's not true. Everybody doesn't agree with that premise, but I do. He's not progressive enough. Barb Warwick, who I have on all the time, sent me a note. We will make you a progressive eventually. No. No. No, I'm not buying it. I'm not. And I think it's demeaning and embarrassing and shameful that they set up this fund to pay off these idiots that were beating on cops. It's disgusting. And that congressman, he should not be in office. He wants to act like a fool, sit in the barbershop with his redneck friends in South Carolina. That's fine. And throw that BS at the wall. Ralph, Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina. He makes those folks there seem ignorant. Because what he's saying is ignorant. At least the reporters called him on it. But here we are, man. I mean, that grown man. That's staged. That was all staged. That whole thing. Tell Jake we're done with him. He wasn't disconnected. We're done with him. Tell him to have a great weekend. We love him. And we shall return.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Massive a problem in Pittsburgh and in the region with juveniles. This just happened. Listen to this. Listen.
Academy Theater, 943 Liberty Avenue off of Smithfield. Caller reporting a physical fight that was outside this location, watching it on camera. Five involved. They did start to separate. One party went down 10th Street.
260, we'll call me from Smallman.
They said that four actors were attacking one white male. That male is currently sitting on the ground outside the theater near the...
RTCC2, there's been two guys down on near Liberty.
Good.
They all go toward from 10th.
Did you say six females?
Yes, it's affirmative.
260, able coffee, thank you.
188 to RTCC.
Good.
Do you still have eyes?
Yeah, I think it's those ones you're getting out with now.
I'm not there yet, but where are they located?
Wow.
7th Street Bridge.
3250, I'm out with them, with the canine.
Wait to hear this story.
56, I'm out on the bridge also.
3250, we have 6010.
So, I was wrong. That did not just happen. That was 3:30 in the morning, downtown. So think about this. These poor juveniles, this is how they're being characterized. They need study groups. Someone said they should have the library open for them. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want, them kicking people's asses in the library. Bands of juveniles beating the crap out of people at 3:30 in the morning downtown. Scanner Mike Fisher. Wild stuff, brother, is it not?
Good afternoon, Marty. Yes, this is a recent trend.
Yes. Wow. Mike, 3:30 a.m. Wow.
I'm long asleep. What about you?
Wow. Big group of them, too. This happens every single day, does it not?
Marty, we do notice that this happens, as you stated, every day, and they're usually in groups,
yeah.
Usually between, you know, like 3 to 20 sometimes.
Yeah.
And everywhere in between, they're just roaming around, just doing bad kid stuff.
Well, in this case, committing felonies, beating the crap out of a guy. Wow. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Glad to be here.
Man, this is where we're at. Add to that, the video Patrick posted with the teens beating the crap out of each other downtown right after they got out of Pittsburgh Public School. Here's what offends me. Woman sends me a note. So we post this video, Arch Landing. Patrick just happens to be there. And these teenage girls are beating the crap out of each other 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. We post it because they need to address this insanity. You know what this woman says, Patrick? Why are you disgracing our city with these videos? Wow. So.
It's ridiculous.
Ma'am. So we should ignore this because we are disgracing our city, not these kids. And man, they're beating the crap out of each other too. I'm disgracing our city. Okay.
So it's better to pretend nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Nothing to see here, people.
This is where we are.
Come on.
Come on. Because you were offended by this video. Is that what you're saying, ma'am? So the best way to manage this in her world is to ignore it. That's helpful. I find it vile and disgusting. And the video that, the sound that we just played, a group of at least 5 teenage girls downtown, 3:30 in the morning, beating the crap out of a guy. How the hell do they get out of the house? Where do they live? Where's mom? Where's dad? Where's anyone? I mean, where's grandma? Where's It Takes a Village? Where the F is the village, man? Huh? This woman said, I'm disgracing the city. You know, this is my fault. I did this. Yeah. Ma'am, I can only imagine how you raised your kids. Let's pretend it didn't happen. That will make it better. Let's pretend nothing's wrong. That will make it better. Let's pretend no one did anything. That will make it better. No. Our job is to illuminate, to draw attention to create a circumstance of change. And until that change occurs, we're going to continue to shed light on this. That's why all of these folks send us these videos, because they understand this is where you come. Patrick saw a cop yesterday while you were shooting this video. And what did the cops say to you about our videos?
Yeah, when I was at Market Square, said, frankly, thank you.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for us shedding a light on these things, again, people would say they don't exist.
Right.
This isn't happening. But this is a reality, and this is what's happening in our town. And because of us putting a spotlight on this, guess what? People are starting to do something about it.
Shameful, this woman says.
What's shameful are the people in the videos.
I said, ma'am, what is your plan? I find it amazing. I am disgracing the city. That's what I'm doing. It's my fault. Sure. Robert, thanks for your patience, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you and your family, Marty.
Thanks, man.
You know, we talk about these things, and these are children. These are children. They really are children, but they do need discipline. But way before the discipline, I think this all the time. You know, in this country, you need a license, so fishing. But anybody can make a beach. With no guidance, no instructions, right?
I love you and all, and I'm sure you have something good to say, but I'm hearing the wind. If you're outside jogging or you're underwater, it sounds like you're underwater, come up for air and call us back. It was a horrible connection. I'm sure he had something very valuable to say. Robert, if you hear me, call back. If you're on a speakerphone or something, or if your window's down your car, put them up. I wasn't disconnecting you because you're an idiot, because it sounded like you had a lot to say, but it's distracting to us, and the audience hates it because they can't hear it. Martin, thanks for your patience, brother. Go ahead.
Hi, Martin. I don't know if you remember me, but we dealt about 5 years ago. Martin, the reason why I'm calling is, you know, I'm a veteran, as you well know.
Yeah.
And when I saw this slush fund for these criminals.
It's horrible.
You know, and I'm thinking, you know, we were all poisoned at Camp Lejeune. They had contaminated drinking water.
By the way, he's right. That's not hyperbole. That's a damn fact. It's disgusting.
Yes, and you know what? I filed a claim over 5 years ago and haven't gotten no response.
Are you sick from it, brother? Are you sick from it?
I had bladder cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
I've had obstacles, Martin, that I can't imagine to tell you, but you know I had 5 heart attacks.
I remember.
Yes, well, guess what? In February of 25, I had cardiac arrest.
Wow.
And I got brought back. My beautiful wife saved me.
Wow. And so this slush fund must make you sick.
Oh, it does. It does. And you know, it makes you so angry, you know. And as veterans, we have to fight for everything,
so
you know?
True. It's so true.
It's a shame. And I just had to call you.
No. It's disrespectful. And there you are out there fighting the good fight. 5 heart attacks, bladder cancer. Got to fight for every damn nickel. And these clowns that should be in prison want paid for beating up cops.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, and I see that, and it just aggravates
me to
no end.
My man, you're a warrior, brother. Thank you, man. Martin. Martin calling Martin. Love him. Dave, you trying again? Dave.
Marty.
Go ahead, Dave.
Marty.
Dave.
Marty.
Dave. Wow. Here we go. and there he went. I gotta blame Trevin somehow. He made me laugh here at 2 minutes left in the show. Dave's gonna try again. Tell him I couldn't hear him. Or he couldn't hear me. We can try again. Dave! Dave!
Marty!
Dave!
Hey, Marty!
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
I do, sir.
Okay, my thing is, when these kids die of time,
yeah.
I have a permit to carry. I am trained. Oh. Their parents have been collecting bodies, is all I can say.
No, we're not killing kids. Jag off. Should have stuck with the bad call. No. No. That's not the plan. And, sir, if I were you, I'd stay home. Please. Adult men with minds that think straight don't think that way. Yes, they're troublemakers. Yes, they're violent. No, you can't shoot them. Wow. Man, that dude's in Elwood City. You need to stay up there, sir. But he should not have a gun. Wow. I should not have taken that call, but we did not know he was that angry. racist, whatever you want to call them, warmonger, whatever, narrow-minded. Damn. A gun and training are in place to protect yourself, not to kill teenagers who you don't like. If the teenagers are stabbing you, robbing you, shooting you, and you are in fear for your life, different story. Teenage girls beating on each other downtown is not a permission slip to shoot someone, sir. It just isn't. And I'm disgusted with that kind of phone call and your attitude. And I fear that that's how you really think. It's not just to get a little attention on a talk show from Elwood City. Oh. I leave you today with how we started this show. If we don't point out the problem doesn't get addressed. We have been blessed with a platform that reaches 10, 15, 20, 30 million people, sometimes 40. We will use it to raise awareness. And if in the process we offend some of you, we don't apologize for drawing your attention to a matter that needs addressed. Because that's how it is in this world. Whether it's violence downtown, fecal matter on the streets, drug overdoses, horrible housing situations, sex downtown at lunch hour, we will expose it and work to change it. That's why we're here. We are in the process of doing something phenomenal with a philanthropist who wants us to, at scale, help thousands of people. And we are going to do that. I had meetings this week with an extremely successful man who said, let's take this platform and help everyone we can. All the time. And let's get that going. We will do that, folks, as soon as possible. Because every single day we get folks asking us for help. And sometimes we can help and sometimes we can't. And it pains us when we can't. We are setting up a fund that will allow us to help everybody we can. All right? Collins next.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room, Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.